This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I think the simplest answer is just let them play. Just keep playing. It doesn't mean there's not a lot of work going on behind the scenes to support him and continue to coach him, et cetera. Of course there is. But the biggest, simplest thing is just keep playing. He missed an entire season. He had basically an entire season. And he had a very significant injury that required a lot of work and a rehab. And he poured himself into that, to his credit. Personally speaking, nothing that's happened for him so far this season has been all that surprising for me. He's done some great things, and we know he's capable of doing that, and he's had some days where he's been challenged.
You were making a face. Why are you making a face?
I mean, I know what we do in our show and what we plan and what's coming up usually. Sometimes I don't, because I like it to be organic, but I knew there what was coming up, and if I closed my eyes, I would have thought that was Kyle Dubas talking.
Ha!
That sounded just like, I mean, they sound almost, to me, like if you played sound of Kyle Dubas, I think that it would sound exactly the same.
I think Ben Cherington and Kyle Dubas are as good as it gets at saying a lot while not giving you a lot.
Yeah.
Now, that was Ben Cherington talking about O'Neal Cruz, and he says, look, Cruz has really been struggling. It's not all that unexpected. He missed most of last year. He had a nice spring training, but you got to get your timing right. So he's just going to have to play through it. O'Neal Cruz, through an interpreter, said this.
It's like I said, it's all about confidence. I've been losing my confidence a little bit lately. And, you know, but like I said, game by game, I'll hopefully get it back soon.
Hopefully his interpreter isn't spending millions and millions of dollars on gambling. But through the interpreter there, O'Neal Cruz says he is losing confidence. And I get that. I mean, you can speak to that as a professional athlete, Doran. It's hard.
Yeah.
Of course it's hard.
Uh-huh.
And he missed a full year. And as Ben Cherington said, not only from a timing standpoint, but from an everything standpoint, that was a major injury and a major surgery that he had to deal with and had to rehab through. So I don't know that anybody should be all that surprised. Here's where I'll come in, though. You know, Ben says keep rolling him out there. He'll play through it. He'll get better. I'd give it another week or so. If he's hitting 209 and the swings aren't showing you that he's getting better, I think I would send him down to AAA. And I know that he talked about confidence.
All right, that's...
And there's a fine line there. But I also look at this team and I say it's time to win baseball games. This team needs to win. This team needs to contend for a division championship. This isn't about development right now. It's about winning. And it needs to be about winning. It's year five with Ben Cherington. You need O'Neal Cruz to be good to win. Nobody's going to disagree with that. How do you get that O'Neal Cruz back? He does need to keep playing through it. But if he's going to keep playing through it, they have him hitting eighth yesterday. They've had him down in the lineup. He's hitting 209. He's been awful. The strikeout number, he's on pace to break records of strikeouts. I can't wait around for him to get going at the expense of my baseball team here and have him be part of the reason why they're losing games. And what is happening now behind or at the dish, the hitting struggles are now manifesting themselves in the field where he drops that pop-up yesterday.
Yeah.
So I'd give him a couple weeks, maybe a week or two, 10 days, whatever, see if he can start to hit his way out of it, because they need him to. If he can't, play every day at AAA, figure it out, get your timing back. We'll get you back up soon, but I can't roll him out there every day and have him lose baseball games for us.
If they're going to win, he has to be a huge component of that.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's where I don't think that you can even risk doing that. I don't think you could risk setting him down, because if you're actually going to win and get on a streak, he's going to be a huge component of that. And then you bring up the confidence thing. And I say this all the time, and, you know, I'm going to be, by in a couple months, a huge baseball savant. But, you know, heading into this and talking about this, you know, I never really was a proponent of sending guys up and down, back and forth, because of the confidence thing. Now, I know that there's other intricacies that are had whenever you do that to actual baseball people. But just thinking of a young athlete that hasn't played, you know, really in a whole year, was out last year from an injury, and he's telling you that he has confidence issues. He's not confident in himself, and then you send him down. That is just going to get a guy in the tank, in my opinion.
It could.
And I don't want to risk that, because I need him to win, even though he is slumping right now. I trust that a guy of his caliber will get through it, and he has to get through it with the guys that he in the game that he's going to actually play.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
That's why I'm trying to thread the needle here. Yeah. Like, I want to give him the opportunity to figure it out here at the major league level. I mean, that's the best case scenario, obviously. Hit the ball hard, maybe see one hit off the fence, or you gap one, or heck, maybe accidentally hit one out of the ballpark, and then all of a sudden, all right, mm-hmm. I'm O'Neal Cruz. I'm good. And then all of a sudden it starts to click, and then he can go on a tear and he can carry your baseball team. That's the best case scenario. But if we go 10 or so more days and he has become an automatic out in this lineup, one that they have to push down the order because Derek Shelton says he doesn't want him to put too much pressure on himself, I need him playing every day, but I also don't need him losing me baseball games. And what would the alternative be? Well, Alika Williams is actually hitting the ball well. He's more of a defensive specialist. But can you get by with him at shortstop for a couple of weeks and then call up Nick Gonzalez and see what he can offer? I mean, that would be what I would do if, again, in 10 days, he's still swinging the bat the way that he is.
Mm-hmm.
Because you consider what Nick Gonzalez has done in AAA. He's on a 19-game on-base streak. So that's every game. He's gotten on base every game he's played at AAA. He's has a hit in 18 of the 19 games at AAA. He's hitting .385. Now, we know Nick Gonzalez was very bad last year as a Pittsburgh Pirate, and really he didn't have a great minor league season last year. But he's hot right now. I would do that in 10 days. 10 days or so. I've kind of given a moving target here, but you'll know with your eyes, man, O'Neal, every day, he's still struggling, still struggling, still struggling. Oh my gosh, it's carried over to defense. All right, get out of here. Get out of here.
Man, that'd be a shame.
It would be a shame.
I mean, a real shame. I mean, like, think about it. All the talk in the offseason, all the talk, even like, oh, O'Neal Cruz back in the lineup. They're this team. And if you have to send him down to have him figure out his stuff, like, I just, that'd be a damn shame.
It'd be a big L. It'd be an L for them early in the season. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's inarguable. If you send him down, that is not good. But you also need him to be a principal part of this team. And I think sending him down could do him some good. And I'm usually loath to do that because of the confidence stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I would argue too, man, and I had been totally against this before, if and when Yasmani Grandal is healthy and able and ready to go, I might even consider doing the same thing with Henry Davis. Because every time right now you throw those guys into the lineup, they're actively helping you lose baseball games. Neither one of those two guys can hit. One's 1-1. The other was one of the best prospects in baseball who we think could be a 30-30 guy. If sending him down could help him get it back together, then you have to have every single option on the table. Because this team, we talked about them maybe being a team that can contend for the division. You ain't sniffing it. I don't care when Skeens comes up. You ain't sniffing it if those two guys play the way that they've played.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.